Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today I have Ashutosh Kumar on the line, and he's Head of Strategy and Global Expansion over at Expert Dojo. Ash, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Adam. Thanks for having me here.
All right, so excited to get into Expert Dojo and also the Tao method. But before we do all of that, we'll start this episode the way we start them all with our Mission Matters Minute. So Ash, at Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. So that's what we do. Ash, what mission matters to you?
Well, as a venture capitalist, our mission is to add enough value to the whole startup ecosystem and help entrepreneurs to find the growth, you know, funnel and growth loop. And that's why we have been investing, actually. Let me tell you a little bit about Expert Dojo, which maybe, you know, follow-up question if you ask me. I'll walk you through what Expert Dojo is. But when you talk about just the mission, our mission is to, you know, help entrepreneurs all around the world to get enough value from investment, with investment, and with the growth support.
It's a great mission and one that I resonate with in terms of wanting to, one of the reasons why we built our platform, because we wanted to support entrepreneurs and the entrepreneur community. Where did that start for you? Like, when was this, is this your first foray in supporting an entrepreneurial community? Or like, have you been an entrepreneur in the past yourself as well? Like, tell me a little bit more.
Sure. I'm originally from India and I was always wanted to be an entrepreneur when I was growing up. So I went for engineering school in India for computer science, but I started building my companies right after from my first man here. And then I built one company, failed, tried another one, failed again. But then after my undergrad, I launched my own company. It was a cement e-commerce platform. I ran it for 3 years. Then it was a great traction, more than 20 people team member. And then before exiting that, I moved, you know, after exiting that, I moved to the U.S. So I was an entrepreneur myself. So I know how hard it is to, it's a solo journey, it's a lonely journey being an entrepreneur if you're a solo founder, you know. So I know the pain of this whole entrepreneurial ecosystem. And then when I moved to the U.S. for my grad school, for my management degree, and while during my graduation, I was connecting all the dots, what would be my next thought, you know. And being an entrepreneur, you might connect with this story that you always get bombarded with a lot of ideas that, okay, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that. I was wondering what I should do next. When I connected all the dots, I think, okay, if I have enough idea and I was an entrepreneur myself, I know this whole ecosystem, I know the market, what should I do next? And when I connected the dots, it leads to the venture capital and, you know, being the investment side of the river. And then here I am, like I started with Expert Dojo. I thought, okay, how I can support and enough, you know, add enough value to the whole startup ecosystem is like being on the other side of the table and then help the entrepreneur with funding. Plus with my experience, with my network, I can also get them going in their journey as well.
What do you like about working with entrepreneurs or CEOs or that founder type? Because I'll speak for myself, we're a difficult bunch. Like, there's easier things to do. Like, what do you like working about that with that bunch?
You know, the only thing which I personally like about myself being an entrepreneur and the other entrepreneur is like the fire in your belly. Fire in your belly. It's like it's always burning. It's never going off. Yeah. And the way we hustle, like, you know, I don't give a shit about 9 to 5.
Yeah.
But I'm not vouching at the same time, don't have a work-life balance. Have it. But in the beginning, I think you should just get going, you know. And I love that kind of a hustle. And when I see other entrepreneurs hustling, I was like, okay. I see myself as the entrepreneur, and then I was like, okay, good. This is something that drives me, you know, every day in the morning when I wake up.
So having that, you know, that concept and what you said, so we, especially as entrepreneurs, we have a ton of ideas. You know, there's more ideas than money. There's more ideas than time, right? How did you know that Expert Dojo was going to be like a significant part of your life? How did you know, like, you know, this is the idea I want to go for and this is what I want to do? Like, was there a moment? Was it a buildup? Like, how did it happen for you?
Yeah, for sure. So during my grad school in Boston, I was like be a part of an entrepreneurial club in the school. I was also the part of and member of a, you know, like venture capital group of the school. And then somehow I landed on Expert Dojo website. And then I connected with Brian, who is a founder and managing partner. I sent them like a couple of deals. And then when I was like about to graduate, I said like, hey, I'm done with my grad. Like I'm looking to, you know, kind of get into the venture capital domain and, you know, this whole investment side of the table. And then my Brian said, okay, why not you come to California and then, you know, like let's talk. And then we started. And then it went off from there. Like, this is something that I love doing, you know, like kind of like adding value to this ecosystem and stuff like that. And my thought process aligned absolutely with the Expert Dojo philosophy and Brian's philosophy. And then we just started and get going. So it's been a year, about to be a year, but yeah, I'm loving it. And then, you know, so every single day, you know, my responsibility is to kind of like build the whole strategic decision around, you know, the organization and whether it's investment or the program or running the team, you know, like every single thing. So I, you know, I'm kind of like a guy who puts his finger into multiple pie at the same time. So you can call it like a, you know, a jack of all trade, but master of none. Dojo is like, they have already invested in more than, like, not there, like technically we have invested in more than 280 companies around the world, right? So investment is our bread and butter, but at the same time, we just drink growth every single day. We work very closely with the founder and then help them with all everything related to growth. That's why I say, okay, here is a learning curve, which I can improve every single day. This is the place I want to be. And they are small. And that's why I thought of, okay, since the team is small, I have enough opportunity to kind of like add huge value. And that's how I decided to, okay, let's move on with Expert Dojo instead of any other firm.
What do you think kind of separates Expert Dojo from maybe some of the other venture capitalists or just maybe some of the other firms? Like, what are some of those things? You mentioned, you know, tight-knit team. I got that part. But is there working with founders? Like, tell me a little bit more, even just about Expert Dojo in general.
Sure. So let me tell you a little bit about the background in general. So Brian started a couple of years back, like 5 years back, this whole Expert Dojo as an accelerator. And then we have the accelerator and venture capital model together. And, you know, so the basic differentiating factor, if you consider as compared to any other VC firm, is like other VC firm, I would not say like there are VC firm who are like definitely doing amazing jobs. So, but in general, talking about our differentiating factor, we never reject any founder. You know, if even they apply for the investment, we ask them, hey, if you are not ready for the investment, we'll add you to our growth program and then get our free perks and training and stuff like that. And once you're ready, reapply back. So none of the founders ever get rejected from Expert Dojo even they apply for the investment. And then we pick them from our growth community once they are ready for the investment. And then we again, and we ask them to, okay, let's talk again. You know, this is the right time. So this is one factor. The main thing what we do, once you go through our deal pipeline and then close the investment, once we put our money into your firm, in your startup, then you and the whole Expert Dojo team will work each other, you know, and then we help our founders to kind of like get as much as, you know, kind of support from our side as possible. And then, so our thesis is kind of unique as compared to any other venture capitalist and accelerator in the world. So we put 50K in exchange of 3.5%, right? And we don't even ask founder to, hey, you need to take 50K at 3.5%. If you just need 25K, get 25K and give us 1.75% equity in return. But the maximum you need to take 50K and exceed 3.5%. And then we will work very closely with you and we'll get, you know, take you from level 1 to level 10 to level 100 in the next 3 years down the line. And then we ask you to give us kind of like a, you know, we do the follow-on investment up to $1 million at the undercap valuation, you know, because we have supported enough to our founder. And you know, that the whole thesis stands out really well so far. Since we have invested in 280 companies around the world, and out of 280, 150 are based out in the US, and they are all spread across from Africa to India to Singapore, where not, you know? So this is all our Expert Dojo. But this year, we have a great plan. We are going one step down in the funnel. We decided, okay, there are so many entrepreneurs who are not ready for the investment. How we can add enough value to even their lives as well and their journey too. So we are going one step down in the funnel, even though we have been kind of like kind of a global investor already. But this year we are opening up our chapters, you know, and across different parts of the world. And then we're going to have like local presence as well at the same time so that we can have like our local entrepreneurs will get leverage of all the Expert Dojo expertise that we have in place.
Wow. And so talk to me a little bit more about the, like that expansion plan and also the DAO method.
Yeah, you consider DAO, it's like a sort of funny word, actually, you know, Brian, and we were talking the other day, because this year, the whole crypto industry is like coming up again, the whole blockchain sector, right? So we're thinking about how exactly.
And for everybody that's listening to this, because who knows when they are, this is March 12th, 2024, I just let you know that everybody's talking about it again. And so go ahead, I just wanted to tee that up.
Exactly. Last year was all about generative AI, like the AI, blah, blah, blah. But this year, the whole crypto and blockchain is coming up. So mark the date. You know, if you're listening after 100 years down the line, this podcast, this is the time we're talking about crypto and blockchain again. Yeah, so we were coming back to the point. Brian and I were talking about, like, okay, how we should roll out our chapters, initiative and all. And there are a lot of, you know, kind of emerging managers and the fund, which are dying right now because the market is really, you know, not up to the mark, even though they cannot able to raise a second fund. Or there are wannabe VC. There are a lot of people who wanted to be a venture capitalist in the future, but they want to know, you know, like how to build the credibility and how to add enough value in this whole ecosystem. So we came up with the idea of, okay, why not we can roll out our chapter using the DAO method. It's kind of decentralized, autonomous organization, so that they will run our chapter, director will run a chapter kind of like completely in a, as an autonomous body, and then add, you know, like all the enough value that we have created at Expert Dojo and replicate the same kind of model locally. So we have already like spoken with more than 50 folks around the world and locked down 20 chapters. You know, the chapter will be kind of like one step down the funnel, which I talked about it earlier, where a founder can apply to be part of the chapter. And then, you know, it's going to be kind of like our chapter director will get some equity and stuff like that. And then they're going to get enough training videos from our chapter director, which we have built centrally, and then kind of mastermind AMA on weekly basis and all the support perks and discounts and mentorship access and our community access and stuff like that. And there'll be like demo day at the end of the quarter, at the end of the cohort. And that's how the whole chapter will work. And then we'll pick the best startup from our chapters and we'll put them into our accelerator model that we have here in California. And then they will go through the investment pipeline. And if things work well, we'll do the follow-on investment up to $1 million. So this is the whole, you know, go-to kind of market plan for the global domination for Expert Dojo.
Wow, that's amazing. And what you're also doing, and what I'm a fan of when it comes to the DAO method in general, is that you're also like extending your community and just others that are, you are helping that. And also you're doing that from the education standpoint. I agree with you. That's very unique. Like the fact that you provide education and other things and tools. I haven't seen off the top of my head, I haven't seen any other VCs doing that. Like, no, we can't, you don't meet our, you know, they may say no very nicely, right? But they're not necessarily providing resources after, like, hey, it's like that's quite a thank you. So now when you think about the idea and this concept of DAO and what you're and bringing on all of these chapters, like you're creating this ecosystem in this community, and you're really building trust, because ultimately as those companies do become, you know, more in line with your investment thesis, now you already have maybe some of that established trust in line, so that now they're those founders and, you know, and everybody, it's kind of already working, so to speak. And it's almost like you're just taking the relationship to the next stage, if you will. And that there goes the marriage, right? Because now you're committing at least with capital, right?
Absolutely. Because you know what, Adam, you never know when any startup or founder kind of like pick up and then kind of dominate the whole market. So it's all about like building a relationship and trust. And you hit the nail, actually. And for your kind information, I would love to know that the course that we have providing for free to every person around the world, the first course is called Building Authentic Trust. It's just a coincidence that we
come on. I did my prep work. No, that was luck for everybody listening. There you go. No, I didn't know that, but it makes sense though. It doesn't shock me.
Yeah. So it's all about trust and relationship in this whole ecosystem, you know, if I cut the long story short.
Yeah. Like, what are some of the things you look for in companies that you're going to be investing in, whether it's industry, company size, founder? I mean, what's some of the formula, so to speak, into what goes into deploying capital?
Sure. So we are early stage, pre-seed and seed stage investment firm. What we really look for is like the founder, you know, is capable enough like to kind of like get the seed going. So it's kind of a founder market fit. And then if they have like a little bit traction, which is good. And then in general, talking about the sector, we are a sector agnostic firm, but we don't get deeper dive into kind of like a space tech or hardware or hot tech, where like we need kind of like which is a capital intensive market. So we don't touch them. But in general, we are sector agnostic. We have a lot of companies from fintech. We have a lot of companies from, you know, like CPG and all this domain as well. So consider it as a kind of sector agnostic firm. But a little bit of traction, and then if the founder is capable enough to get the, you know, show running, which is enough for us. But in general, we believe in like a couple of like pillars from our side, whether if you're growing at 200%, you know, year on year basis and stuff like that, which comes after the investment technically. So in general, you can consider just like 2-3 factors that we look for just to scan the startup whether they're the right fit or not, like the founder, the market size, and what industry they are into.
That's great. I like it. I like the motto. I like what you're doing. I like how you're doing it. You mentioned already having invested in, you know, over 200 companies. Like, what does that look like? And you don't have to say any specific company if you don't want to, but is that like, does that veer on one type of industry versus another, or is it kind of truly agnostic like you're mentioning? I'm just curious.
It's very agnostic, but we have like a lot of AI-based companies as well. And our, you know, top performing companies, like I can name them, like they are Matchbook AI. They are like, there was a company in India, Indian origin founder, but they're based out in Singapore. So they are making a roll-ups for the blockchain network, you know. So we consider it like more, the company name is Jeev. And what they are doing is like they're, you know, kind of a Shopify for the blockchain network. So I'll not get deeper dive into it. But then to name a couple of few is like we have companies from esports to, you know, like blockchain to AI, whatnot. And a lot of fintech company like, in Africa, we have invested heavily in, and our two best performing companies like Klasa, Akiba, they're building kind of like whole block, kind of payment gateway system for African diaspora who are based out in the US to transfer money to Africa at $1. So they are returning back $1 to African people, you know. So this kind of like the mission and purposeful driven company that we usually look for, you know, if we can get this in one line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do people get involved with the local chapters? Like, tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, there are multiple ways that you can get involved in the local chapters. Let's talk about the founder first. If you are an early stage founder and then you think you need kind of like some of the educational support or kind of guidance before you start your fundraise, then you are more than welcome to be part of the chapter. If you are a kind of like a people or a student or maybe like you are working full-time somewhere else and want to do some, you know, venture capital stuff, like as a kind of a scout and, you know, make some money in the side hustle thing, you can be our venture growth lead and work very closely with our chapter director. And let me talk about the person who's running the show as a chapter director for our local chapter. The usual persona that we usually look for and the chapter director that we have locked down already, they are somewhere or another ex-VCs or wannabe VCs or an active angel investor who the person is kind of like a influence in the local area. So if you are an influencer in the local area, if you want to be a VC and want to launch your own fund someday and do your homework before that, like building your credibility in the local market, then you're more than welcome to be the chapter director. And you will run the whole, so the startup founder will work very closely with you. You will have a couple of venture growth lead to support your initiative in the local area. And you will get the whole support from our central team sitting here in California and all across the world, you know. So this is how you can involve in a chapter. And then if you perform really well in the cohort with our education and stuff, then, you know, sky is the limit. A chapter director will vouch for you, and then we'll get you into our investment pipeline, and then you'll be the part of our portfolio company as an accelerator, and then, you know, you'll be working very closely with our whole Expertoso team here.
Hmm. It's a great story, one that I'm happy to bring to my audience, Ash. I think there's just layers of win-wins that you're creating here. You're creating a community. Obviously, you're creating opportunity through, you know, funding companies, but even companies that aren't quite ready yet for funding, you're providing education. I mean, it just checks a lot of boxes off for me personally for a company that, you know, that claims to be mission driven and that's doing a lot of extra things to help that they maybe don't necessarily even have to, like providing education, right? So I think it's just a great story and one that I'm happy to bring to my audience. That being said, Ash, if somebody's listening to this and they want to follow up and keep the conversation going and learn more, how do they do that?
Well, they can go for Expertoso, they can Google search Expertoso, or if they want to reach out to me personally, feel free to write me an email at ash@expertdojo.com, ash@expertdojo.com. And find me on LinkedIn. I'm happy to have a conversation. I'm very much responsive over the email. So, you know, yeah, that way you can, you know, learn more about us, about me, and then we can have the conversation going.
Wonderful. And for everybody that's listening to this, we'll put, you know, those links and all that good stuff in the show notes. So you can just click on the link and head right on over. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters and you haven't hit that subscribe button yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Here's your personal invitation. Hit that subscribe button. And if you're a long-term listener and haven't left a review yet, hey, we sure would appreciate one. So, you know, it takes a minute or two. Definitely drop that review for us on Apple Podcasts. And Ash, hey, look forward to continuing to watch this journey unfold and to see you expand globally. And hey, you're head of strategy and global expansion, so I have no doubt what's going to happen next over at Expert Dojo. Wishing you much more continued success, and thanks again for coming on.
Adam, thanks, man. Thanks for having me here. It was really nice talking to you and being on your podcast channel. Thanks, everybody, for listening.